Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. We have Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of the program, on the phone for Lawyer Up. She joins us every week at this time, my favorite segment. Always like talking to Lisa. I'll tell you, I'm going to have to use a word I don't like to use, and I just did it a moment ago.
Twice.
Yeah, Lisa, I don't know.
The best part is... Mm. Is it Lisa Lanier revels in the word?
She does. You know the word I'm talking about, Lisa. Because you sent me that letter that said it one time, the four-letter F word.
It's funny. Those words and a few female genitalia words
I don't like those words either. Last week I had to say vagine and labia, yeah. And then last week we talked about the Blake Lively lawsuit. And the update to that is a woman who used to work with Blake Lively as a chef said she thinks so much of herself, she would burp and fart all around us loudly and proudly and think we were lucky to smell her farts. And I just...
Oh, my goodness.
I know. What a horrible... I mean, that's a horrible thing to say about somebody. I hope that's not true of Blake Lively because I think she's terrific.
No one that hot could be that much of a jerk, right?
How could you do that if you're that hot? My God. That may be the hottest couple. I mean, they're suing each other, but the two of them together in that movie.
Baldoni versus Lively?
Yeah. Those are the two hottest people taking their clothes off to have sex in a movie that I've seen in a long, long time. It is unbelievable.
I watched that movie during my week of sickness last week at your recommendation, and it was very good.
Yeah. It's a good one. At first... You know, it's like, well, he's not the monster you think he is. It's an interesting look at things, you know, I thought.
Yeah.
And now it's even more interesting because, of course, there's a lawsuit going on between the two of them, which you've commented on and we'll get more comment about. I have to use the word again because it's in the official report. A woman in London, she's 25, has pled guilty in the first ever case in England of cyber farting. She's accused of sending numerous videos of herself passing gas to her boyfriend's ex, causing distress and anxiety for the boyfriend's ex, who says, I didn't ask for this.
Because they have a child together. The ex and the current boyfriend.
Yes. Rhiannon Evans passed gas by placing the camera either on her bottom and passing it, or at her face and passing it loudly.
She make the fart face? I've not seen the evidence.
See, I believe it. Well, I don't know. That's a good question. We're enter this exhibit A. Did she make that face and then loudly pass gas? But she apparently bombarded this woman with videos of herself passing gas. If that was here in the U.S., what kind of time, what kind of punishment are you getting for something like that, Liz? What are your thoughts on this case?
I mean, it's essentially the same thing as, you know, like a cyber stalking or a, you know, cyber terrorism type, you know, it's stalking. I mean, and you can't continually bombard someone with some, you know, foul, unwanted video without eventually getting in trouble for it. Now, there in London, they have some interesting punishments because apparently this lady was pretty tanked when she was doing this, and it was obvious. And she's pled that, you know, I have an alcohol problem. So her sentencing was 15 rehab sessions and 60 days of alcohol monitoring and then a 2-year restraining order. But, yeah, that's what you would – in the U.S., you would typically see the restraining order. For something like this that's actually sort of, you know, not like a threat. I mean, she never threatened the woman. Mm-hmm. She just played her butt bugle loud and proud, you know. With the camera right at her butthole.
Yeah. I mean, yes. She did. She did. Man, I'll share this with you. I just told it to Chris Dim and Biggie yesterday. I was getting into my car. I had gone to the gym and tried to hold some gas during almost the entire hour. So when I looked around in the parking lot and saw no one, I just let one just boom, long. And a guy came out from behind his truck. He had been bent down. He goes, man, that was a good one there. And I was like, she's so embarrassed.
Man. Good thing I'm upwind.
So embarrassed. Yeah. And it was breezy out there.
I recorded it. I'll send it to you.
What? I felt so horrible. I was like, I don't know. And he was like,
that's the shock absorbers in my car.
Man, he's like, you let that one go. I hope you feel better. That's pretty darn good. All right. So, yes, she, and I agree. I don't think in the United States, I think she'd get the restraining order, but not like all the other stuff that she got.
Not all the other stuff, no.
Here, now, this is a case. I was a little surprised at reaction here. Most people were on the side of the Lyft driver in this case. When we talked about it earlier in the week, there is a rapper from Detroit, Dank DeMoss. And she is an overweight American. And she, in fact, we had one caller say she's pushing 500 pounds. We looked it up. It's like 495.
589 or 489?
489. And the woman said, there's no way. My tires couldn't handle this. This is our caller saying this. Anyway, she called a Lyft. She got a Lyft driver to take her to a Detroit Lions watch party. When the guy showed up, he said, you can't fit in my car. She said, yes, I can fit in your car. I fit in cars like this. He goes, no chance of that. We actually have the exchange between the two of them.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me.
So every big person you turn down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah, because they need to order the Uber XL.
No, I don't never have to order an Uber XL.
He said, get an Uber XL. And then later he said, my tires can't handle this. You know, you're going to deflate my tires. And she said it hurt her feelings, and she feels like it's discrimination because she is overweight. And her attorney agrees with that and says they're going to push this all the way up the ladder here to go against Lyft. Does she have a case here, Lisa? Most people we've talked to said no.
She actually does have a case because it happened in Michigan, which is the only state in the entire nation where height and weight is a protected class.
Whoa.
Anywhere else. Yeah, anywhere else that this happened, absolutely no way. No other states follow this.
Sorry, fatty.
But since 1976, Michigan has had height and weight as so short people can't be discriminated against either. So it's it's fat people. It's aimed at fat people and short people. Yeah.
Or if he said you're too tall to fit in my Mini Cooper, you know, you're
well, that too. Yeah, that too. And so here's the thing. I mean, you know, there is a big prejudice against overweight people, and these lawyers, you know, they're all over this because, of course, you know, they've got the law behind them, and they've researched the guy's car and his tires could have handled like three times her weight in passenger weight and. You know, I mean, it had nothing to do with really his vehicle. And actually, big people a lot of times prefer a sedan, which is why she ordered up a sedan. She always likes a sedan. She finds it easier to sort of slide into, you know, the door and sit down versus trying to climb up into an SUV.
Biggie's nodding.
I can see that. Yeah, I mean, to climb into an SUV can be tough if you're big.
Okay.
Biggie's climbing into a minivan tomorrow.
I prefer a minivan. I find them easy to get in and out of.
I'm opening. So what I'll do, we'll pull up to the hangout in Myrtle Beach. I'll open the door automatically, and Biggie will spill out there, and everybody's going to be like,
star time.
That's right.
I would like to know who at Goodyear got the call for how much can your tires hold.
Right.
Man, she's in the right state to be big, isn't she?
I know, because
we had all the states.
Yeah, she's protected.
Lyft driver said that, you know, he wouldn't put a big person in his Jetta. But remember, that's what Dee said.
And Dee is a Lyft driver, and he says they have a rule saying we can turn you down based on anything. But there's no way, I mean, the state's law would come into play and supersede that. Right, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely. And I think even Lyft in Michigan has acknowledged that this was, I think they've apologized, and I think they've acknowledged that this was not following the law. So, yeah, I mean, you got to follow the law where you are.
I'm surprised.
It's very unusual, but it's the law.
Did Lady Dank ever make it to the watch party?
I think she did, yeah. She probably took a different view, you know, different.
Halftime. She got there at halftime. That was it. And they lost the game.
Happy.
Remember, they lost the game, too. That was the end of the playoff run. Let me ask you this, Lisa. Do you think, since Michigan protects the overweight, do you think that spreads to other states as we grow as Americans? Do you think that others will start to do this?
I don't think so. I mean, it's been in place in Michigan for a very long time, and it hasn't really caught on anywhere else.
That's
and
right.
No, I don't think so.
It wasn't because people kept falling through the ice in the Great Lakes, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they took that up in 1970.
Well, you'd think Minnesota would follow suit.
Right.
But that's a healthier state. Minnesota
is a healthier state
than Michigan or Wisconsin should follow suit. There's a story involving Buc-ee's today. Superfuels is an Irving, Texas-based gas station chain with a dog mascot, an anthropomorphic dog that Bucky says looks too much like our beaver mascot.
Oh.
So they are suing. Bucky started using their iconic beaver at its stores on shirts and all their products since the 1980s. And the company says that they own all the trademark registrations on the logo, and not only nationally, but also in the state of Texas, where this other Superfuels is based. And they say this dog looks too much like the beaver. Lisa, Chris Dim is looking at the two, and he thinks they're similar.
Wow.
They're close. I think, will Bucky's win? Will they squash the little guy here?
They will. Yeah, they actually will. Bucky's is, you don't mess with Bucky's, they don't play.
Mm-hmm.
They are super protective of their brand.
Mm-hmm.
They have had just probably a dozen or more lawsuits like this, and they have defeated a gator and some chickens and another beaver and a dude named Lucky that named his gas station Lucky's.
Oh, no. You can't even name
Lucky's.
You can't even name it Lucky's?
No, these people, they are, I mean, if they if the trademark, oh my gosh, if the brand looks anything like their iconic beaver, they come after you and they win. They've won all of them. They just are knocking these people out right and left.
Wow.
They must have great lawyers. They've got money. They sure are growing across the country. Do you think, Chris Dim, that it looks too much like the Buc-ee's?
I mean, they're similar. The colors are the same.
Mm-hmm.
The beaver has, the Bucky beaver has a brown top, white. Everything below the nose is white down the neck.
Yeah.
And there's a splash of red, I think, in there.
Lisa's correct.
On my social media, I put a photo of the current brand that they are upset about. But I also put the gator they beat, and I don't get that. I really don't get the gator.
Yeah, because Lisa's right. The Bucky beaver is wearing a red ball cap.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Fuels dog is wearing a red cape.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe if they'd just gone dog, I don't know, but...
Boy, it sounds like Bucky's will fight.
But the color palette is similar.
Same, yeah.
And that's their big argument. I think that's a lot of why they will win. They said that there are 8 key characteristics about these logos that are identical and copied.
Mm. Mm. But the gator one, you think, is really separate, and yet it won anyway. Apparently, Bucky's will fight you.
Beat the gator, and the chickens. That's so bizarre.
There's a story.
By the way, they're also all those were names of current or former P1s on this show.
Bucky, gator,
chicken,
beaver.
That's right. My God. Lucky. Good Lord.
Right.
My God. May they rest, some of them. We lost Gator a few years ago. My goodness. Speaking of may they rest, I didn't think this guy could be part of a lawsuit anymore. He is. O.J. Simpson's estate is suing his own son, if I'm reading it correctly. One son has moved into the house where O.J. Simpson lived, or O.J. Simpson's estate owns it, and now the estate is suing him to get out. Is that what it's like, Lisa?
Yeah, so back when the wrongful death verdict came down against O.J., and then there was also around the same time a big IRS judgment that was entered against O.J., he put his primary residence in Las Vegas into the name of a company owned by his son, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this to protect it from all these creditors, protect it from the wrongful death verdict and the IRS. And he continued to live in it. He paid the mortgage. He paid all the expenses, the utilities, all that. But then as soon as he died, Justin says, hey, you know what? That house is in my name. I'm going to move into it.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
And the estate is saying, hey, hang on, you know, you need to move out, because that was really just a farce to protect the house from creditors. And so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because it's been in his name for a long time. And so the estate is going to have to show that there was a fraudulent conveyance. Otherwise, I mean, the house is his.
Mm-hmm. Right. I was going to say, I mean, if it's in his name, even if it was just for a farce or for some crazy legal reason, that works. I think he wins. Yeah. I mean, the way I read it, it sounds like you agree.
I mean, there is a sort of a trend toward punishing fraudulent conveyances that were designed to avoid particularly paying like tax liability and stuff like that. So they may punish him for participating in that.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to move some stuff around your kids?
No.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually.
You're going to move some stuff around?
If you trust your kid. Lisa, let's say I get to be, or my wife and I get to be 85. Should I start putting some stuff in my kids' names? Is that how? Should
Bruh.
You?
I think it's better to put it in a trust.
Okay.
Bro, don't trust it.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Good advice.
I think that's good advice.
Bro, you can trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. There may be a time that he wants me to put something in his name. Uh-huh. I just felt like it might be easier, you know, as I start to lose, slip away a little bit mentally.
When you give him power of attorney?
Should I give my son power of attorney, Lisa?
I would first give your wife power of
attorney.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He likes to pull a plug here and there. I'm afraid.
Bruh's got the power.
Yeah. It's a real possibility.
Yeah, I'm not sure about your son there.
Maybe not. Let's go to Missouri, where the Supreme Court of Missouri has suspended Jefferson County Assistant Prosecutor Tim Hollingsworth's license indefinitely because he says, I made a joke. It was about 2 years ago, a year and a half. The assistant public defender left the room. And Hollingsworth went on that person's laptop and used their email to send the sheriff an email saying, you look so good in those khaki pants and that black shirt. He says it's a joke. It's a prank. Yeah. Come on. I went on the computer. What of it? But the problem is, I guess he had access to confidential things on that computer. So he's in real trouble. Is that right, Lisa?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this is, you know, this was he wrote this to the sheriff who's standing in the room, you know, who's like acting as the bailiff that day. And it is, it's very funny, but it was very poor judgment because, and the judge got really mad about it because it said this was a prosecutor and he had just accessed the entire public defender's office database to do this. I mean, it's on the same computer.
Right.
And it's just a huge no-no. And so they have issued a suspension, but it sounds like he's going to be able to reapply in about 6 months, and they have not removed him from the prosecutor's office, you know, from the personnel role, and they still have him on some cases. Presumably, when he gets his license back, he'll get his job back, or keep his job. He'll get his case.
All right.
So I do think he's getting punished, but it's not as extreme as it sounds.
Not a career ender.
Right. And that, you think that, I think that fits, don't you? I mean, he just did, again, the joke was, you look so good in them khaki pants and that black shirt. To the sheriff who was standing there. Do you all play little pranks on each other in the courtroom often, Lisa? You and the defense attorneys or the other attorneys?
No, you know, that really doesn't happen. People really, you know, they behave in the courtroom. It's really respect for the court. And no, it doesn't really happen.
I guess they're supposed to. Anyway, that's right.
Yeah.
Lisa Lanier, our official attorney of this program. Again, great work on today's docket, Lisa. I'm glad you're feeling better because last week you were under the weather. How long did it take you to get over it?
You know, it lasted a good, 5 days. I mean, it did not play. And, I mean, I didn't just sound like Bea Arthur. I felt like her, too. I felt like a corpse.
You know how much I love Bea Arthur. You know I'm such a huge fan.
I know. I'll try to get that voice back for you. You know,
I loved it. Oh, God, last week. Yeah, it was so sexy. You know, Chris Dem's wife's down with the flu right now. He said she had an FM radio.
FM radio fever. 101.7.
That's right. Apparently she does. We hope she's feeling better, too. Lisa, thanks as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend.
There she goes. Thank you. And you can go find her at LanierLawGroup.com or HireAHeavyweight.com. She's the official attorney of this program. If you need any legal advice, she's got it. She got money today, too, as we play Put Up or Shut Up Rock and Roll Trivia. Well, I had a good week last week. I won 8-2.
Golden body bag.
Got my average up over 4. Fact checker Rusty had a pep talk earlier. He said I'm over 4 for the first time. And Rodney, our statistician, confirmed that, too. We're getting close to it, at least. Let's play today and see what happens. Caller number 13. 10 questions about music and rock and roll trivia. First for you, then for me on a bizarro Put Up or Shut Up Friday in this game. If you beat me, you get all my money, which today is $31. But it doubles on Fridays, thanks to Lisa Lanier. So $62 is what we're playing for. And we'll do it next on the Two Guys Named Chris Show.